This is the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Matthew chapter 19 and verse 13. Then the little children were brought to him that he might put his hands on them and pray. But the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for such is the kingdom of heaven." He laid his hands on them and departed from there. Now behold, one came and said to him, "Good teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?" So he said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. But if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments." He said, "Which ones?" Jesus said, "You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother, and love your neighbor as yourself." The young man said to him, "All these things I have kept from my youth. What do I still lack?" Jesus said to him, "If you want to be perfect, go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Come, follow me." But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Jesus said to his disciples, "Assuredly I say to you that it is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again I say, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ. May the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I love that passage of scripture, the gospel reading that Bracken read, because Jesus was constantly setting people up for failure, so that they would understand eventually the point of the cross and the grace of God. When Jesus told the man, he said, "If you want to be perfect," he said, "then go give away everything that you have and follow me." And Jesus knew that he wasn't in a place where he could do that. He exposed the fact that he couldn't be good apart from God. We've been talking about righteousness a lot and trying to explain what the word righteous means. Many of us think of righteousness as sort of perfectionism. It's kind of been drilled into our head. It's always been sort of a, like a possible word, sort of a harsh word that you would hear in a tent meeting where people are waving their Bible and accusing you of not getting it right. But in that passage, Jesus sets the scene because Christ, though God, remember, lived on earth as spirit-filled man. So Jesus didn't sin, not because he was God. He didn't sin because as a spirit-filled man, he totally depended on God the Father, and the Father kept him from sinning. Jesus was tempted in every way. Didn't just say that the enemy attacked Jesus in every way. He was tempted. The thing about temptation is it's tempting. So Jesus was tempted to sin, but he didn't. God can't be tempted. And so what Jesus was saying, he says, "Why do you call me good?" Because he was talking about his humanity. He's the only one that's good, and that's God. And so he was laying out the gospel. Romans 1 says the gospel is the power of God for wholeness, and then he says it's revealing the righteousness of God by faith. And so we've tried to define righteousness by, like, it works right. Something works right. Like, if you get it and it works right, that's what righteousness means. Well, the other thing that you can say is righteousness means to be good. You know, if you ask people now, they say, "Well, how did you get that fixed?" You go, "Oh, it's good." That's righteousness. It's working right. goodness. And Jesus was saying, no man can be good or righteous apart from God. It's supernatural. It has to come from a heavenly source. And then he tells the guy, if you want to be perfect, then you have to sell everything, expose him to the guy. No, you can't be good apart from God. And that's the gospel. It's the grace of God. What's missing in people while they act where they act? God. What's the solution for them acting different and being good? God. The Holy Spirit's presence in them. That's why we've made so clear over the years, the scripture's so clear, the Christian life is not me trying to be good for God. It's about God, the Holy Spirit, manifesting the goodness of Christ through us. That's the only way we can be a good husband, a good dad, a good employer, a good employee, a good friend. But if we try to be good, if we try to be perfectly good, we're going to reach a place where, whoops, I got really frustrated with that person, or I got really mad at that person, I got really critical about this thing and this person, or I did this, or I was unfaithful. Because your goodness can only last as long as your willpower can. But God's goodness lasts forever. In Mark chapter 1, verse 14 and 15 says, And after John had been taken into custody, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the good news of God, the gospel, saying repeatedly, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of heaven is here. Repent and believe the good news. What was the good news? That if you pray this prayer, Jesus Christ will come to live in your heart. I mean, that's how we enter into the goodness of it. But the good news is that the kingdom of heaven is here. The reign of heaven is now here. The king has now arrived. And we know that the word repent means to think with, to think together. So repent means to think as God thinks. Stop thinking different from what God thinks. Find out what God thinks and come into agreement with what God thinks about you or about any situation, and that's repentance. Giving up the way you think. I've said this before. I was in some meetings this weekend with some folks, and I said, I'm not really concerned about your truth. That's a big thing. I just want to speak my truth. I want to tell my truth. I don't really care about your truth. I don't care about my truth. All I care about is his truth. How does he see this thing? What does he feel about this? And then come into agreement with him. And then what will happen is goodness will prevail. And so what Jesus is saying here is, he said, stop thinking the way you've been thinking about anything, because the kingdom of heaven is here and that changes everything. The reign of Christ is here and it changes everything. Now, he said something in Luke 22. It's kind of stunning. He said, the kingdom of heaven is within you, not just among you. That's the gospel. The reign of Christ, because we're Christians, has now invaded us. I think one thing we should do is rethink what it says about John the Baptist. Now in those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea, saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is here. For this is the one referred to by Isaiah the prophet, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make ready the way of the Lord. Make his path straight. And we always think of that in terms of make ready the way of the Lord. Make his way so he can walk. But he's saying, make ready the Lord's way of doing things. That's the kingdom. Repentance makes ready his ways. Doesn't it say in Psalm 101, Lord, teach me your ways? It says that that Israel knew God's acts, but Moses knew God's ways. Truth. And so what John the Baptist's ministry was to make ready the reign of Christ, the way of the kingdom, the way of Jesus. That's why last year during Lent, instead of just like going, Lord, search our hearts, we specifically said, ask the Lord to search your heart about anything that you believe that's contrary to the reign of Christ, either in your life or in world events. Now, I bet most of us have totally forgotten that. But that's what's happening now. The kingdom of heaven is here. The kingdom of heaven is within you. That's the reign of Jesus. And we should always repent and come into agreement with his way. What he says is going on. And then we'd stop reacting to people who sinners who sin, because that's what sinners do. Not like you can scream at them and turn off the TV and they'll stop behaving that way. Until they have the kingdom within them, they're going to do that stuff. And it's going to get worse. And it's going to get worse because God uses the worst getting worse and worse so that people will repent and embrace the way of Christ, the kingdom of heaven. So we're really close to Advent. It starts on Sunday. And Advent means to come. And Jesus came to enforce his way, to bring his kingdom. And his kingdom operates his way. He's the king. And you think about that, that's the solution for a fallen world, for a troubled person, for a Christian who's really going through a hard time, who's being misguided or seeing things the wrong way. What's the way of Jesus here? And you come into agreement with that. That's repentance. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.